Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Now, here's Craig.
Showers of Blessing. This is a weekly series of things I'm reading and pondering from Charles Spurgeon. I will make them and the places all around my hill a blessing, and I will cause showers to come down in their season. There shall be showers of blessing. Ezekiel chapter 34, verse 26. Charles Spurgeon said, I will send them showers. It does not say I will send them drops, but I will send them showers. Remember the saying, it seldom rains, but it pours. So it is with grace. If God gives a blessing, he usually gives it in such a measure that there is not room enough to receive it. Ah, we want plenteous grace, my friends. Plenteous grace to keep us humble. Plenteous grace to make us prayerful. Plenteous grace to make us holy. Plenteous grace to make us zealous. Plenteous grace to make us truthful. Plenteous grace to preserve us through this life and at last to land us in heaven. We cannot do without showers of grace. But how is it that it does not fall to some of the people? It is because they put up the umbrella of their prejudice. And though they sit here, even as God's people sit, even when it rains, they have such a prejudice against God's word that they do not want to hear it. They do not want to love it, and it runs off their prejudices. From Charles Spurgeon's sermon, The Church of Christ. God wants to bless you. Sadly, there are far too many people who put up their umbrellas of excuses like, I'm nothing special, or do you realize how many times I've blown it, or God has more important matters to attend to than little old me. These are the lies that keep saints of God in a dry place. God's grace is pursuing you. In one of the most well-received and most downloaded series of messages I shared on God's favor, I said this about God showering his blessings on you. Why would God do this? Because if you feel distant from him, how can you glorify him? If you feel disconnected from his love, how will you draw others to him? If you feel like your relationship with him is hanging by a thread, how can you happily abide in his presence? God gave the promise of these abundant showers of blessings through Ezekiel of the Old Testament, and then Jesus made it a reality. The Apostle Paul tells us, since God did not spare even his own son, but gave him up for us all, won't he also give us everything else? Romans chapter 8, verse 32. My friend, please put away those umbrellas of excuses, of satanic lies, and bask in the refreshing showers of God's grace. It's time to talk back to those excuses and tell them, these are lies. God himself says that he will bless his children, and I am most assuredly his child. If you would like to explore this topic more, please check out the series of popular messages I mentioned earlier by clicking on the link I've shared in the show notes.
To get in touch with Craig, to read more posts, or to access the huge library of resources Craig has compiled, please check out craigtowens.com.